This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found on the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Waiting in Pyongyang, waiting in Washington. Two mysterious centers of power. A new leadership for North Korea, the old leadership on Capitol Hill. The world looking for signs of change. We could use that on this Tuesday, December 20th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is out today. A stalled payroll tax cut bill stymies lawmakers, or maybe they're just stymieing themselves this morning. Meanwhile, we're looking for meaningful change in North Korea as Kim Jong-un looks to be the one. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac getting blamed for a much bigger economic mess. And family holiday tables, the real top chefs. We'll talk with Lydia Bastianich a little bit later on this morning. What are you talking about? Your holiday wish for Congress. A New York City listener texts us, I wish they would grow up, act like adults, and do the job we hired them to do. Tell us what you think. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE or text us. Text the word TAKE followed by your wish to 698-66. Let's check the morning's top headlines. Republicans in the House of Representatives are setting up a Christmas week showdown on Capitol Hill. GOP leaders want senators to come back to Washington now and cobble together a bill to extend the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits for a full year. Over the weekend, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a measure to temporarily extend the benefits for about 2 months. House Speaker John Boehner had suggested his conference would go along with an approved Senate bill, and the White House isn't letting him forget it. Here's Press Secretary Jay Carney.
The Speaker of the House, in his conference call with House Republicans, urged them to support this measure, said it was a victory and the right thing to do. So he was for it before he was against it.
The House Speaker denied any flip-flopping.
That's not true. What I was outlining was the fact that having the Keystone Pipeline in here was a success. But I raised concerns about the two-month process from the moment that I heard about it.
Unemployment benefits and the payroll tax cut expire at the end of the month. More on this with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick coming right up. The White House says it's too early to know if the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il will open the door to better relations with the isolated nation. Meanwhile, a day after the announcement of his death, the body of the former dictator is lying in state at a memorial palace in Pyongyang. Streams of crying soldiers and citizens coming to view the man they called dear leader. Kim's youngest son and the country's new leader, Kim Jong-un, was among those coming to pay respects. Forecasters are warning holiday travel in the Great Plains could be next to impossible as a massive winter storm continues to bear down on the region. The National Weather Service says nearly a foot of snow has fallen in parts of Kansas. More on the way. At least 6 people have died because of icy roads, prompting highways to shut down. Communications giant AT&T is thrown in the towel. It's dropping its $39 billion bid to take over rival T-Mobile USA. The change is due in part to stiff opposition from the Obama administration and federal regulators who say it won't pass the antitrust bar. AT&T will now pay $3 billion in cash to T-Mobile's owner for failing to complete the deal. Apple has won a legal victory over the competing smartphone Google Android. The U.S. International Trade Commission ruled some common features are protected by an Apple patent. Android's parent company, HTC, said it will follow the ruling and says the features mentioned are, quote, small parts of the user's experience. So Apple versus Android, Apple wins this round. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts trading at 11,766 after some selling late in the session yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,205 and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,215. Coming up this hour,
the United States is closely monitoring events in the aftermath of Kim Jong-il's death.
No matter how closely you monitor what's going on in North Korea, can you really know what's going on? From a White House press secretary, Jay Carney might be able to get some advice on North Korea from the owner of a ribs restaurant in New Jersey. Bob Egan is an unlikely liaison between the U.S. and North Korea. He's going to talk about the death of Kim Jong-il. From barbecue diplomacy to your holiday table today,
I'm making octopus salad, frutti di mare, mozzarella with peppers, and of course, monkfish.
She's always got a smile on her face. Chef Lydia Bastianich joins us to talk about mixing traditions and dishes this holiday season, holding to traditions, the real top chefs around the country, those folks who prepare the holiday meals. Tell us about the cuisine that's a little unusual or an important part of your family tradition. Dial 877-8-MY-TAKE. Those conversations all later in the hour. But first, the congressional standoff, extending payroll tax cuts. D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillich talks about who's running the show down there in Washington.